morning again. I forgot my lapel mic. So I'm going to have full hands. So I really like those motion detector doors at the store. I know I'm a little weird, but when I walk up to it and it just opens for me, I usually say something weird because I'm one of those people who talks to herself in the store. And so if I'm at Wegmans, I usually, well, not all the time, but many times, I'll walk in and the door will open and I'll say, "Thank you, Danny," as in Danny Wegman. Or sometimes I'll, you know, keep walking and it opens up and then I'll say, "Yes, I have arrived." Isn't this like God's love, God's grace? God knows and is expecting us before we even walk in that door. When we reach out to God in prayer or in worship or in service, God is right there, already opening up that door just for each of us. God's grace. No guilt, no punishment, only love and forgiveness. I really love the welcome song that we sang earlier today. The first verse, "Let's talk together for a while and ask where we begin." This means in this thing that we call life, we have a voice that is valued in this conversation. To build a world where love can grow and hope can enter in. Hope and love, not hate, not fear, and not even tolerance. Because tolerance is a step down from love. But love and hope, to be the hands of healing, and to plant the seeds of peace. And this is our call. We can't put this on anyone else. We're at the table. It's our call to plant the seeds of peace. And then the second verse goes on to say, "Joy will set the table." Joy will set the table. So when you are sitting at this table of God's children, joy is setting this table. When you come to Holy Communion, joy has set the table. And the third verse, "A city built with love and light, a new Jerusalem." And what if we get that started here in Syracuse? Well, of course, it all begins with welcome. We welcome all to this place, as the song says. This place. It doesn't mean this building. It means all places. This congregation. This table. This conversation. This city. This earth. All of which has been made with God's love. This place means God's love. And as our Genesis text today says, "When you welcomed me, I saw your face. It was like seeing the face of God." And this comes from the context of one of those great juicy stories in Genesis. There's so many great juicy stories in Genesis. Wow. So I'll give you a little backstory on this. So Jacob, he was the younger brother. And he, when his father was sick, took two things from his older brother Esau. One was his birthright, and the second, Jacob tricked his father on his deathbed to give what should have been the older brother Esau's blessing, his final blessing from his father. And Jacob tricked his father on his deathbed and received that blessing. And so after that, Jacob decided to run for the hills because he was afraid of what his older brother was going to do to get revenge. He was really scared. So he ran away, and years and years and many, many children later, they come face to face again. And they know that, and Jacob knows he's going to see his brother Esau. But in that, he's really scared of what revenge that Esau will take on him. But when Esau sees Jacob, Esau welcomes Jacob with open arms, welcomes him, so glad to see you. And this is where this text comes from, that Jacob says, to see that when I saw you, I saw the face of God. Because even though Jacob had betrayed his brother, Esau still had love and forgiveness in his heart for his brother. Just as Jacob was welcomed by his brother when he thought his brother would want revenge, we all have a story. We have stories that shape us, stories of God's grace, and even a story of why we're here today. And we all have a story of welcome, stories when we have felt welcomed and even unwelcomed. I love the children's answers today. I love when children have a smile, cheering, a handshake, all those things that come when we welcome one another. Welcoming is so important because you never know when that welcome is going to hit that person in a way in which they finally feel accepted, just being who they are. And welcome is so very important for that reason alone. And of course, the more that we feel welcomed, we know that we are called to be welcoming in whatever way we are able to do. Each welcome is different because each of us have a different personality. And that's a gift. The gift of difference. The gift of welcoming in our own way, the gift of bringing our voice to the table. But we are all called to share God's love, to share God's grace, so that the threads of our lives in God's love live on and on. Just as we said during our celebration of welcome today, may our threads be woven together with love. Well, I didn't tell you the whole story about when I walked through that door, because a couple of months ago, I think it was about 6 months ago, I had this very weird experience where 3 different times in 1 week, I tried to walk through a motion detector door and it wouldn't open. So I walked and I was like, if I had put my foot forward, I would have kicked it. I mean, that's how close I was, because I expected it to open. And it happened 3 times in a week. One time I walked up and, I'm going to slam my face. I better step back. So I step back and I'm like, okay, I'll try it again. Nope. So then I step back again and I was like, I'm here. Hi. And I looked at this, what are the store hours? And then it opened. And we hope today and all days that when you come to this place, this church, but even this place, this world, that you don't have that experience, that you have the experience where the doors open right up for you, right open, like God was expecting you to arrive. Welcome. Come and sit a spell. We are hoping you feel welcome here, hoping you feel God's love, God's grace. We hope this welcome puts in motion a way for us all to feel so loved. We can't help but share this unending love, this kind of welcome to all out of this space and in this place. So for today, welcome to this place.